It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a Lowe's Rewards or a Lowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You know I love a good relationship analogy, and I'm sure you've been in this situation before. I think a lot of people have been in this situation before. You are in a relationship with somebody else, and for whatever reason, that relationship just didn't work. You decided to go your way, she decided to go their way, and it was not contentious. You guys don't hate each other. It just didn't work. Maybe that person then went on to get married to the exact next person that they were in a relationship with. For whatever reason, they found the person that they connected with. And they went on to have a beautiful marriage. They got a couple of kids now. They live in a beautiful home. They got a good job. And you are happy for that person because even though it didn't work out for you, it worked out for them, and you cool with that. That's how I feel about the Chiefs and Sky Moore. I don't think the Chiefs fans are angry. I don't think there's any reason to be angry. It just didn't work. Everybody knows that you are not going to shoot 100% from the field when it comes to the NFL draft. You're going to miss on first round picks. You're going to miss on second round picks, this, that, and the third. So there's no reason to get overly angry or up in arms about it. You still have managed to be okay, even though you missed on a second round pick for Sky Moore. But let's not confuse things. He is one of the biggest misses that the Chiefs have ever had in the NFL draft. But he caught a touchdown in the Super Bowl. He seems to have a really good attitude, never caused any problems, seems to be a good teammate, seems to be a good guy. There's no reason for you to be angry or upset that the draft pick just didn't work. And back to the relationship analogy, I don't care what happens with Sky Moore in San Francisco. There will never be a topic that we are going to have 5 months from now, 2 years from now. Well, why couldn't the Chiefs make it work with Sky Moore? I think they did everything to make it work with Sky Moore. It just didn't. For whatever reason, it just didn't work in Kansas City. So I say good luck to Sky Moore in San Francisco. I don't care if he turns out to be Julian Edelman. I don't care if he turns out to be Jerry Rice. It was never going to work in Kansas City. No matter how hard you tried, no matter how much you wanted it to work, he was never going to work in Kansas City. So it was in everybody's best interest for him to just go play for another team. You don't got to be mad about it. You don't got to be upset about it. You just can't play in Kansas City. I believe that at the end, it was way more mental than physical. I really do. Maybe Sky Moore still has a chance of figuring things out. I don't know mentally if he was ever going to figure things out in Kansas City. Maybe the weight of being the second round pick and not living up to that expectations, whatever it was. I mean, we're talking about dropping routine balls. Balls that you've caught the entire time or less you wouldn't have been in the National Football League. I think he got off to a slow start. It got in his head, and he has never been able to turn that around in Kansas City. Best case scenario is now you go to a new system, a new city, a new scheme, a new head coach. You can clear your mind. You can start over. You're no longer the failed second round pick. Now you're a guy that they got for a bag of balls, and you can go out there and just play free and loose. But this is the end of Sky Moore's career if this doesn't work out. If you get an opportunity to play in Kansas City's offense and San Francisco's offense and it doesn't work, I'm telling you right now that it's time to update your LinkedIn. You ain't staying in the NFL for too much longer. What do they say? The average career is what, 2.5, 3.5 years? Yeah, man. Not everybody gets that 8-year career. Not everybody gets that 9-year career. Some guys get a cup of coffee here, a cup of coffee there. It didn't work, and now you got to go pick up a regular 9-to-5 like the rest of us. Sky Moore is potentially one bad season away from that being the case. But I'm not rooting against Sky Moore. In fact, I'm rooting for Sky Moore. I hope that it works. He ain't never done nothing to me. He's never done anything to you. I don't have any reason to root against that man. But I'm telling you, it's never going to work in Kansas City. I know it. You know it. He knew it. Kansas City knew it. And it was in everybody's best interest for them to part ways and him to get a fresh, clean start somewhere else.
This show loves a cross-sport comparison, so I'll make one for you. I remember Brad Lidge. He was a closer for the Astros and the Phillies. Brad Lidge gave up one of the most monumental home runs I think I've ever seen in the MLB postseason. You'll remember the one. It was the Albert Pujols. They're in the NLCS. He's on the Astros, and Pujols hits one at whatever the name of that ballpark was at the time over the train tracks. It was over for Brad Lidge in Houston right then and there. He wasn't as good for them after that. He just was shook. It just, whatever happened, he was mentally cooked after being in the NLCS, facing Albert Pujols, and giving up that home run in that moment. And that's where a lot of people think the story ended. But you know what? Brad Lidge went on to be a good closer and won a World Series for the Philadelphia Phillies. Good for him. That's how I feel about Sky Moore. It did not work in Kansas City. And we can point to moments where, hey, he looked mentally like it was fried. Early in his career, there was clearly the weight of the world on his shoulders, because the amount of muff punts he has is just surprising for a guy who has been a punt returner in the past. The drop in the preseason game on a wide open play. Like, eventually, it just got mental, like you said. But there's no reason he can't be Brad Lidge. There's no reason he can't go to San Francisco and be a 400 to 600-yard receiver and a productive NFL player and resurrect his career. Those guys exist all the time in the National Football League. We can count them. Hey, so-and-so didn't work here, but he went here and went great. Chiefs fans think everyone that comes here is that person. Hey, a lot of people think Tyquan Thornton could be that person for the Chiefs right now. I hope that for Sky Moore. I hope a chance to reset, change of scenery, whatever you want to call it, gets him back to the player he was. Because it wasn't just the Chiefs reaching. It wasn't like draft notebooks and people like, you know, who do the, Mel Kiper had him as an fifth to sixth round grade and the Chiefs reached. He was considered a second to third round pick, and he has not lived up to that at all. I hope the best for him. I hope he can resurrect his career, much like Brad Lidge did for the Phillies.
Text line 913-586-7965. CDOT, do you think the Sky gets cheers or jeers the next time he plays at Arrowhead? I think there would be light cheers for Sky Moore. I don't think there's any reason to give him a standing ovation. I also just don't think there's a reason to boo him. It just didn't work. I think he gets some claps. He gets some applause. He has scored a touchdown in a Super Bowl. He is a part of Super Bowl championship winning teams. Never had any off the field issues. He hasn't really done anything for you to dislike him at all. You haven't done anything to dislike Sky Moore. He just didn't work out as an NFL player. So that's it. Someone said, I saw a tweet that said that Sky Moore has immediately become San Francisco's best punt returner. How awful was their room? I got asked to do an interview yesterday in San Francisco. At first, I kind of thought I was being punked. I'm like, wait, you want me to come on and talk about Sky Moore? And then I tried to get out of it. I said, well, I don't really have much to say. There really wasn't much to talk about. And, oh, we want to talk to you. I was like, all right. I mean, I don't think it's going to be that long of an interview. I don't know if that's something we would do on this show. I don't think we would have an interview for the Sky Moore equivalent of whoever they got. But, you know, I'm not here to judge anybody else's show. I was happy to go on there, happy to give him my opinion, happy to give him my thoughts on what they thought. So good luck to Sky Moore as he turns the page, and he is now the newest member of the San Francisco 49ers.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a Milo's Rewards or a Milo's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.